All right, great to be back now with Cape Ann Foodies, Cynthia Hendrickson. And Cindy, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, this has been obviously a more challenging time than ever before, but the weather has cooperated for an adventure like yours, and so maybe you could just give me a little bit of background about what Cape Ann Foodie Tours is, and then we'll get into some details.
Sure. So Cape Ann Foodie Tours, we're walking tours, cultural, historical tours of Cape Ann, and filled with lots of food. So we stop at six different places, and we go to all local family-owned restaurants and cafes, you know, Cafe Cecilia, Virgilio's, Cape Ann Olive Oil. So we're very supportive to all the different places. And we really give people a great introduction to Cape Ann. So we get a lot of people that have just arrived or here on vacation, staying in one of the hotels at, or motels or Airbnbs, and it's just instead of sitting on a bus learning about a community, you get to walk around.
Yeah, I think it's
only about a half-mile walk, starting at Harbor Loop in Gloucester, where we tell a lot of the history, and then we have a nice walk on the waterfront and go to our first restaurant. And, yeah, it's been very successful. This is my eighth year doing this. I actually had bought the business in 2015, so it's grown every year. Unfortunately, this year, we had started what we call land and sea tours. So we would have, we'd take a group out on that schooner Ardell, for instance, and then they'd come back and they'd go to a restaurant and have lobster rolls. Or we'd do a lobster tour on Cape Ann Harbor tour, Stevie Douglas's boat, and then we'd come back and have a lobster roll. And the greatest thing we did, Paul Cohan, Paul Sasquatch, he's kind of a well-known musician, singer-songwriter from here. We started an Ales and Tales tour with him, which has been really amazing. And we've done that on the Ardell. So you get the singing, songwriting, and storytelling. He was a fisherman for 35 years. So people love that. It's just really a lot of fun. But we can't do the big groups this year. So we're not doing, you know, the corporate and the big company office outings, things like that. But we will.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had, it's funny, I was out walking the other day. I run and walk on alternate days, and I was walking, and a couple of women pulled up by City Hall, and they were asking some things about historic Gloucester and blah, blah. They had just driven up from the Cape, from Cape Cod, for just a day trip, and had Cape Ann Foodie Tours been doing a tour at that particular time, which you weren't, you didn't have one scheduled then. I mean, it's perfect for people out of town. And you know what else, too, Cindy? It's also perfect for people who live in Gloucester, because I know I don't know some of the places, and I learned them, like when I had a relative visit from Texas, say, then I'd go out and I'd learn about Hammond Castle or whatever it might be. So
yeah.
It's not great just for tourists, but also for locals.
It is. It's a lot of fun. I had some high school friends. I gave everyone gift certificates, you know, birthdays or whatever. And they were like, I never knew that. Or somebody had never been to Virgilio's. It's like, how could you have grown up?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Never been to Virgilio's. So it is interesting. They're like, I didn't know that. And I've become kind of a local historian because I read everything that I possibly can. You know, I have a very large bookcase full of historic books, you know, by Joe Garland and even Mark Kurlansky, who, it's funny, he was a food editor in New York City, but he wrote a book called The Last Fishtail, which is amazing.
Hmm.
It goes back when, like, Safazia was on the city council, and it tells stories about, you know, not politicians, that's not Greasy Bowl, you know, St. Peter's Fiesta, we're not doing anything politically oriented.
Right.
You know, all about families and tradition. So it's just interesting to learn, and you know, Gloucester isn't just Italian and Portuguese, which, I mean, my family's Irish and Finnish, and just a lot of people don't even realize what the Finns did here with the granite and that, you know, most of the granite structures down the East Coast, it's the granites from Cape Ann. I mean, the Washington Memorial, the U.S. Treasury Building, the Salt and Pepper Bridge in Boston. People just don't realize how much of an influence the Finns had here, or the Irish that came from the Canadian Maritimes. You know, I just, somebody in my family did an amazing historical book. He did research for 2 or 3 years on my great-grandfather, who was a fishing captain who came from Nova Scotia.
Hmm.
He was a captain on some prominent vessels, And even the house that I bought my parents' house, and this was built for a fishing captain, and we got all the architectural drawings, and Ezra Phillips, who built Blackburn's Tavern, which is Halibut Point that unfortunately just closed, he built it the same year he built our house. And, you know, there's little tidbits, and people like the personal touch. They like that, for instance, all of the guides, including myself, grew up here, and they like hearing about that I live in an old fisherman's house that would, you know, and that it was written up in the Boston Globe about, yeah, it was the beginning of fishermen being making enough money that they could build their own homes. And Joe Garland quoted Captain Hardy as saying that the house my house was built for, saying, "I counted 412 schooners in the in front of my house on Kent Circle today." And it's just really interesting. Yeah. And you tell people, you know, you're looking at the Ardell and you're looking at the Thomas of the Lannan, you know, or unfortunately the Adventure's not out this year. But I said, just picture it, like those majestic schooners with when there were over 400 of them.
Let's not give it all away, Cindy, because you want to make some money on this deal. Let's not give it away for free here.
Oh, right. I know.
But you it obviously lends an air of authenticity to it. And those little factors, I know when you go on tour, when you go to different places, it's great to get the hometown touch because, you know, you can get so much from Wikipedia or online, but that personal touch makes such a huge difference. Mm-hmm. What's been the effect of COVID this summer? Because, you know, obviously you base your tour quite a bit on restaurants, of course, but the weather has been so cooperative this summer that it's for the first time more and more people have been able to dine outdoors comfortably.
We weren't planning on open, truthfully, but so many people called. They were, like, so dying to get out. And the weather has been great. And we, the restaurants we go to, everybody's outside. You know, mm-hmm. They're all outside. So the entire time we're outside. And we've gotten more, like, groups of families or, you know, people that were vacationing might have rented a house or something. But, like, last weekend we had a group of, you know, different couples that didn't know each other. But we were easily able to spread them out, and on Main Street, for instance, we just divided them into small groups, and, you know, just went to the different restaurants, and, you know, I would take them from one place and leave the group with a competent person that tells them, you know, what they need to know, which, again, I'm not going to spoil the tour.
There you go.
When people say, "Where are you going next?" I said, "It's a surprise."
Yep.
And then afterwards, I send them photographs with that giant fork that I have, and then I send them, you know, a paper with where we went. Because they want to know. They'll say, "Oh, I want to write this down." I'll say, no, don't worry. I'm going to send it to you afterwards, all the information afterwards.
Excellent. My wife has a saying that here on the North Shore, not just Cape Ann, but all over the North Shore, you know, going up to Newburyport as well, you can't throw a rock without hitting a good restaurant. And I think that's the truth. There's so many great places. What about now, Cindy, where, and I want to get to the informational part of this thing so we can let people know how and where. What about this week where the governor has relaxed some of the restrictions on dining? Will that affect your tour at all, make it a little easier, or is it pretty much status quo for you guys?
Yeah, you know, because, again, that we have such small groups, it'll be fine. I mean, if anything, it'd be nice to get a few more people that felt comfortable. You know, we have our COVID protocol, and people want to know about that. Of course they're concerned. But people are getting a little bit, you don't want them to get too lax, as we know has happened different places. But, it's just I'm hoping that we'll get more business, truthfully. This is one of our busiest times of year, actually, the fall.
Okay.
And when we go, like today, we're going, you know, on a Tuesday, so it'll be just quiet. There'll hardly be anybody out there at the time we're doing the tour. So it makes it, you know, really comfortable for people.
Well, as soon as this thing lifts completely, I want to do the ales and tails things because I want to listen to Sasquatch talk and play and have a few pints as well. It sounds terrific. All right, let's get to the meat of this now. You've got a tour going on this morning, but tell me how people can avail themselves to your services. And you have on your website, Taste Gloucester, Taste Newburyport, Ales and Tales.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can tell, again, what's the best way for people to go about contacting you?
Definitely on the website. Or, you know, I like people to call if they can and make a reservation. And especially this year, we've got more people calling. So we have our number on the website, and, you know, people like to call and have it more personal. We do that over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But our booking company is on our website, so it's very user-friendly. And so people just go on, they pick the date. And for some reason, we're not doing a tour or we're not sure. It'll say either it's closed or it'll, a lot of times we'll do call to book. So people can call like last minute or I mean, if we have a small group on the tour and people, the tour goes from 11:30 till pretty much 2:30. They always seem longer, go longer than it says. It's supposed to be 2.5 hours, but it's usually more like 3 because everyone's having so much fun. But even then, so say today even, I mean, if somebody could call me at 11 o'clock and it's like, sure, we have room. So it's just a matter of people finding us. And then when they make a reservation on the our website, it asks them where we where they found out about us. Mm-hmm. And so it would be like TripAdvisor, Google search, or other. And if it's other, they'll say maybe where they, somebody said, you know, our sandwich board up in top of, you know, the parking lot, the Harbor Walk there. So two people found that last weekend. I was like, wow, I tell people that it's right there. And they're like, oh, I never noticed it.
Yeah.
You know, you have so many things on your mind when you're driving.
Well, it reminded me as I was on my walk one day that I haven't talked with you in a while. So, yeah, it works. It's effective advertising. One other question. Will you are you still doing Taste Newburyport this fall?
You know, no, we're not. We just decided that we were just going to take one and see how it went.
Okay.
And, yeah, so we just, and, you know, Gloucester's really, I mean, that's kind of my passion. But, I mean, I know Newburyport. I lived there for 12 years. And I know it, and it's very trendy. But what I like about Gloucester is it's more authentic. And that doesn't mean I'm not, I mean, Newburyport's fabulous, too, and people love Newburyport. But we just decided it was going to be too much.
Okay.
And to concentrate on Gloucester.
All right, I'm going to, I'll have this posted. I'll have a link to the website and so on. After today, when is your next tour scheduled?
Saturday.
On Saturday.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that people won't call or book online.
Right, right.
Then. So, and again, we do private tours. I mean, we've done two people if they just want to be out. Because, you know, it's fun. I mean, I could just hang out with two people, and they're like friends. And they really appreciate that personal touch. Because, you know, I mean, I tell a lot of history and culture. But, I mean, the other day we ran into the mayor, and she posed with the fork with the cup, and I just got such a kick out of it.
All right.
She just pulls up that big car wherever, because she can, and jumps out, and she's talking about, you know, going on and on and on to them about everything going on and what we have to do and Charlie Baker and yada, yada. So, I mean, people love that. Or somebody, sometimes we'll run into somebody that had been on the Greasy Pole. We'll be in Cafe Cecilia, and there'll be a picture of him. There was a photographer, one of the patrons that took all these black and white photographs. He actually, I was in the fall, last fall, he made this amazing book that I have, and he, you know, had it at the Cape Ann Museum. It was lovely. So things like that, they'll run into, you know, people like that, or the characters, you know. Oh, I'm already giving away places.
Yeah, really.
And then the owners of where we go will come out and talk to the group, which is amazing. So it's really, you know, the personal touch.
All right. That is Cindy Hendrickson, owner of Cape Ann Foodie Tours, with an I-E, not a Y. Cape Ann Foodie Tours, we will link to that. And I highly encourage people to take this tour and meet Cindy. She's great to talk with. Cindy, thank you so much. This is MSONewsSports.com.